Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, or is it? There is a new book about when America stopped being great. The author has agreed to come on. We will debate that. I think he's dead wrong, but he has an interesting perspective. He is not one of those people who says America has never been great. He says we were once the greatest nation on God's green earth, but not anymore. We'll be talking to Nick Bryant a little bit later in the show. We'll also be speaking a little bit about one of the great dangers to America right now. It has to do with marijuana and legalized marijuana, and particularly its impact in traffic accidents. And speaking of traffic accidents, some revelations about Tiger Woods and how that accident occurred for him. And that is connected, of course, to the Masters. Whenever you hear about the Masters in Georgia, you think about Tiger Woods, who has had such incredible achievements as a golf pro with that particular tournament. Well, right now, one of the leaders of the Augusta National and the Masters tournament is speaking out on the Georgia election law. Well, kind of, sort of. Kind of dodging the issue, actually. But that issue and the potential of another sports boycott, we'll be speaking about that. And we'll be speaking later this hour about a potential war, not a political war, but a real war. Yesterday, there was an explosion on an Iranian tanker ship that belonged to the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps. And everyone was saying, hey, nothing, we don't know what this is. It's a minor damage. Well, today, Israel has notified the United States that Israel attacked that Iranian ship in the Red Sea. We'll be speaking to Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute, our in-house expert on Iran, about what this means and what happens with the Iran nuclear talks that the Biden administration has initiated. First up, I do want to speak a little bit about some of the misunderstandings ongoing about the Georgia election law, because this continues to be this explosive issue. And there's a terrific piece by a former commissioner of baseball about why baseball made a huge mistake to go ahead and move the All-Star game from Atlanta because of that Georgia election law. But now Joe Biden was asked about another potential sports boycott. Here is what the president had to say when he was asked about moving the Masters from Augusta, Georgia. This is President Biden. Listen.
Mr. President, do you think the Masters golf tournament should be moved out of Georgia?
I think that's up to the Masters. Look, it is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are. There's another side to it, too. The other side to it, too, is when they, in fact, move out of Georgia, the people who need the help the most, people who are making hourly wages, sometimes get hurt the most. I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make or a group to make. But I respect them when they make that judgment, and I support whatever judgment they make. But it's the best way to deal with this is for Georgia and other states to smarten up. Stop it. Stop it. It's not giving people too much.
Okay, does anybody understand what the president's position is here? What his position is he's already tried to walk back the blame for moving the All-Star game. What happened before, and we've played the clip for you several times on the show, is President Biden was asked in an interview with ESPN whether what he thought of the idea about moving the All-Star game because of the Georgia election law. And he immediately jumped back much more forcefully than anything you just heard and said, I think that's a great idea. And then Jen Psaki in the White House said, no, he was just saying that this is a private decision. He wasn't telling them what decision to make. Well, he was telling them he thought it was a great idea. That usually is an endorsement of a policy. And so here he's asked about the Masters, and he has been counseled undoubtedly by his advisors, stay out of that. So he did, and the Masters is trying to stay out of that as well. Fred Ridley, the chairman of the Augusta National Golf Club, for the first time just moments ago addressed calls for a Masters boycott because of Georgia's new voting law. Quote, I believe, as does everyone in our organization, that the right to vote is fundamental in our democratic society. No one should be disadvantaged in exercising that right. It is critical that all citizens have confidence in the electoral process. Now, saying it that way, saying all citizens should have confidence in the electoral process, that's why Republicans said they changed the law to restore confidence in the electoral processes in Georgia. And then he said no one should be disadvantaged in exercising that right. Well, that answers the Democrats. In other words, they have been much more intelligent over at the Masters than the people in Major League Baseball. And Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, because the guy refused to take a position. There shouldn't be politics and sports so inextricably mixed and so brought together in collision course. By the way, if you disagree, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. Faye Vincent, a former commissioner of baseball, back in the early 90s, during the George H.W. Bush administration, actually, Faye Vincent said this, the Midsummer All-Star Game is an exhibition that benefits only the city where it's played. It was reported Tuesday morning that Denver will be the new host. The players will get paid no matter where the game takes place. MLB will get the same television revenue. The only people hurt by Mr. Manfred's decision will be Atlanta's stadium workers and local vendors. The talk shows and editorial pages are full of questions. What's the basis for acting so forcefully against Georgia? If Georgia is racist, how can baseball talk of doing business with China? Good question. Mr. Manfred failed to spell out specific criticism of Georgia's voting law. He sure did. Now he's put himself in the awkward position of having to defend Colorado's voting laws, which are actually very similar to Georgia's. During my time as commissioner, writes Faye Vincent, I learned that the American people view baseball as a public trust. They want the game to stand for the best, the noblest of our national virtues. They see baseball as the repository of their dreams, even as they root for their favorite teams. They don't want and won't accept anything that separates them from the game's history and leadership. Major League Baseball can't become a weapon in the culture wars, a hostage for one political party or ideology. It can't be only for the rich or the poor, nor can it be only for one race, as it was until 1947. Baseball must always stand above politics and its dark elements of corruption, greed, and sordid selfishness. It can't go wrong by standing for national greatness. In other words, what Faye Vincent is saying is, why couldn't Rob Manfred make a very strong, direct statement? Look, we believe in voting rights for everybody. Voting rights are human rights. They're crucial in America. And we hope that Georgia can work this out. But rather than taking one side and taking this sport, which should be viewed as a public trust, and keeping it above politics. So with the Masters statement, what about those revelations about Tiger Woods? We'll talk about that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My Slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My Slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NetVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVed for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVed, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Of debate.
You're a nice guy, Michael, but you're wrong, wrong, wrong.
The Michael Medved Show.
And I persist in believing that Tiger Woods, in credit, including being an extraordinarily disciplined and gifted athlete, does seem basically to be a nice guy. I know, tons of personal problems, maybe not the most ideal husband. Appears to be a devoted father and all that, but who knows? But this is bad news. It's reported in the Washington Post. And I know that folks could think that the mainstream media have it in for Tiger Woods because he came to the White House and accepted graciously the Presidential Medal of Freedom he received from President Donald J. Trump. I don't believe that's operative because I think that people in the media want Tiger Woods to continue to succeed because it's the one name in golfing that everybody knows. And yes, he is a legend, unless he is a barrier breaker. And yes, he is multiracial. What is he? He describes himself as Cabanasian, I believe, which meaning that he is Caucasian, Cablinasian. He's Caucasian, black, and Asian. In any event, the Washington Post reporting Tiger Woods' late February car crash in Southern California, which was happening as we were talking on this show. I remember we were bringing you updates of it, and thank goodness he's survived. He had serious damage to his leg. We'll see if he plays golf again. In any event, it was caused by Woods driving at an unsafe speed and by an inability to negotiate a curve in the road. Well, that inability had nothing to do with substance abuse or anything of the kind. What it had to do with was automobile abuse. He was driving between 84 and 87 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. Okay, that's not good. Speeding is one thing, but if you were going very close to double the posted speed limit, even if you're driving a new Genesis SUV, which is a terrific car, even if you're driving that kind of car, you're going to end up like Tiger Woods. He hit the median, and the vehicle was traveling 75 miles per hour when it skidded, hit a tree, and launched airborne before settling into a ditch. A data recorder in the car showed no braking during the collision, and that the accelerator was pressed at 99% capacity, which led investigators to speculate Woods panicked and pressed the gas pedal rather than the brake pedal. Woods was not issued a citation or charged with reckless driving, despite recording data showing excessive speed. Sheriff Alex Villanueva said a ticket can be issued without witnesses. A reckless driving charge would require more than one infraction. The decision not to issue a citation would be the same thing for anyone in the room. Anyone in the room, Villanueva said, to a room full of supporters and cameramen. Okay, the idea that Tiger Woods might actually be culpable in this kind of accident, it's not just a terrible misfortune that happened to him, that it seems to me is not a tremendous surprise. Nor is it a tremendous surprise that one of the most power-hungry individuals in the world has just signed a brand new law keeping him in power till 2036 or beyond. Now you can figure that out. It's 15 years. The AP story says Russian President Vladimir Putin this week signed a law allowing him to potentially hold on to power until 2036, a move that formalizes constitutional changes endorsed in a vote last year. The July 1st constitutional vote included a provision that reset Putin's previous term limits, allowing him to run for president two more times. The change was rubber-stamped by the Kremlin-controlled legislature, and the relevant law signed by Putin was posted Monday on an official portal of legal information. The 68-year-old Russian president, who has been in power for more than two decades, longer than any other Kremlin leader since Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin, said he would decide later whether to run again in 2024, when his current six-year term ends. Okay, I'm betting heavily that Putin will decide to run in 2024. It's a real question about President Trump And there's a real question, if President Trump decides to run, as to whether he will win or not. But unless there is some kind of profound change in Russia, there should be no doubt that Putin will run and will somehow be declared the winner. The real problem here is term limits. What's fascinating, and many people don't remember it, is that when Vladimir Putin was initially president, he was faced term limits. They have six-year terms, but after his first 12 years, he was forced to step back as president. And he did, to everyone's surprise. But then he continued as prime minister for his mini-me, and he is a very short guy, Dmitry Medvedev, who I've always been interested in because the name is very similar to our Russian name, Medvedev. Medvedev, as some people say. There's a tennis player by the same name, Daniil Medvedev. We don't know if any of these people are related to us. We have some distant cousins who think they are. But in any event, Dmitry Medvedev served out his term. You may remember he was the guy who had that conversation with Obama when Obama said, tell this to Vladimir, meaning Putin, because Putin was still running the country, even despite the term limits, as he was prime minister. Does this mean that President Biden and the next president of the United States, whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or whoever it is going to face some further formidable challenges with this despot who currently is abusing his main opponent, who for no justification at all has been imprisoned, is on a hunger strike. Now some of his supporters are being imprisoned as well. We will get to that. We will also be speaking coming up to Michael Rubin about the Israeli attack on an Iranian ship in the Red Sea. And this comes right as the United States is planning nuclear talks with Iran. Are we really headed back to the old, rejected, and discredited Obama-era Iran nuclear deal? We'll talk about it coming up with Michael Rubin on The Medved Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva giving an update on the cause of Tiger Woods' crash earlier this year. Villanueva continues.
Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour, and the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour. There were no citations issued, and there are no signs of impairment.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the root causes must be addressed to solve periodic surges at the U.S.-Mexico border. Psaki telling reporters the root causes lie in the Northern Triangle countries of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Vice President Harris has been tasked to work with those countries, although she has not yet been to the border. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, just as the United States is trying to head back to negotiations with the government of Iran about reassembling some sort of nuclear deal, there's this news that Israel informed the United States that Israel has struck a major cargo ship, a civilian cargo ship that belongs to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the most radical faction of the Iranian military forces. And this comes after two Iranian attacks on Israeli shipping. What is going on? And what is going on in terms of challenges for Secretary of State Tony Blinken and the Biden administration? No one better to talk to about that than Michael Rubin, who has just written a column suggesting that Joe Biden needs a history lesson. Michael Rubin is a resident scholar at American Enterprise Institute, where he specializes in Iran, Turkey, and the broader Middle East. He also regularly teaches classes at sea about Middle East conflicts, culture, terrorism, to deployed U.S. Navy and Marine units. Michael, thank you for making time for us and glad to speak to you. What's going on exactly with these back-and-forth attacks in the Middle East between Iran and Israel?
Well, both Iran, both Israel and the United States have very different positions, or tactics, we should say, towards Iran. The Israelis are pretty firm that they have to draw a red line because they believe that Iran is lashing out increasingly throughout the region. And what is furthering Israel's concern is they interpret the Biden administration.
Michael, are you still there? Oh, he's actually was speaking to us from Baghdad, so that was an interesting interruption. It could be I'm thinking that there are some censors or something like that, and they hear this emphasis on Israel at the beginning, and then we get that interruption. We will speak to him shortly. What he writes in his most recent piece, which we've posted on our website, he writes, Joe Biden needs a history lesson before any Iran talks. Biden is pushing forward with talks to return to the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, with American diplomats joining diplomats from Iran, Russia, China, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and the European Union next week in Vienna. Sadly, it seems the U.S. willingness to release more money seized or frozen under the sanctions appears to have greased the talks. And speaking of greasing the talks, right now, the fact that all of this is happening when Israel is still paralyzed by the results of the most recent election, which took place about 2 weeks ago, that election didn't produce any winner. I mean, Bibi Netanyahu, the incumbent prime minister, got more votes for his party, the Likud party, than any other single party, but it was fewer than he had before. And third, we have Michael Rubin back. Michael, I don't know what happened there, but I understand you're in Baghdad.
I'm in Baghdad, and I sort of wonder whether my talking about certain countries right next door to Iraq could be causing some of the problem.
Yes.
But in answer to your
question, let's not talk about the unnamed country that's near Iraq.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
But I think the Israelis believe that they need to draw a firm red line because they fear that the Iranians believe that they will have a free pass from the United States, and they don't believe that the diplomacy is going to rein in Iranian behavior. Rather, they believe that it's going to make it much, much worse.
Do you think that any of this back and forth has to do with the current political stalemate that we were just speaking about in your absence that is going on in Israel?
No, I absolutely don't. First of all, when it comes to Israeli politics, keep in mind that there is broad national consensus with regard to security policy and foreign policy. The problems in Israel politically, or the focus on elections, have a lot more to do with the personality of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the corruption trial. But ever since around the year 2000-2001, when the Israelis weathered a suicide bombing campaign and then built the border on the wall or the fence along the West Bank, there's been huge consensus. It seems that oftentimes the Israeli opposition seeks to cultivate audiences in Europe and the United States simply because they failed to do so through the electoral process inside Israel itself.
All right. I agree with you completely, and especially in light of the astonishing offer by Yair Lapid, who's the leader of the opposition, definitely toward the center compared to Bibi Netanyahu. And Yair Lapid has offered the prime ministership to Naftali Bennett, who is way significantly to Netanyahu's right, most people would say. So it's a very confusing political situation there. In terms of the political situation here, what should the Biden administration learn from its history lesson about the new negotiations with Iran?
First of all, the Biden administration seems to not recognize that the Iranians tend to be much more interested in prolonging the process of negotiations because they believe that that is more lucrative. They also haven't understood that the Iranians seem to make the most progress on their nuclear program and other covert programs when they have so-called reformists in power. And the last problem that the Biden administration has is that they somehow believe that if they can rush incentives before Iran's June presidential elections, that would lead the Iranians to vote for a reformer. But none of the national security problems which we have with Iran, be it the nuclear program, be it the ballistic missile program, be it the interference recently by armed insurgents, terrorist groups, and so forth, none of that is decided by the elected Iranian officials. That's all on the unelected side of things with the Supreme Leader, with the Revolutionary Guard. So offering Iran a lot of money in the hope that it's going to lessen these problems is actually foolish, all the more so because the Revolutionary control the economy. So in order to win reform, you're actually pumping money and enabling the hardliners.
And do you believe they're likely to come home empty-handed from these negotiations?
Well, it depends if how they decide to negotiate. And President Obama, for example, wouldn't take no for an answer and simply wanted to get a deal on paper. As an analyst, what I always gauge is whether the administration is voicing a best alternative to a negotiated agreement, whether they are signaling that they're willing to walk away from the table if what the Iranians are doing isn't in the spirit and the letter of the agreement. And so far, I haven't seen them willing to say, you know, we're willing just to keep the maximum pressure on and not go forward with this agreement because we think that you are being unreasonable.
People should read your piece, which is very informative, and particularly with its, I think, even-handed analysis of the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that Obama negotiated, which most Israelis in particular are very glad that President Trump actually scrapped. Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute, you can catch up with his latest. Go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, and we'll have material right there. When we come back, there is a huge increase in gun ownership among one group of Americans in particular. Which group? Why? And what does it say about our current crime problem? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, there was a piece in the left-wing publication, The Guardian, British publication, that was also featured in The Hill website about gun ownership among black Americans soaring. Okay, why? Black gun owners are responsive, in particular, to white-on-black violence. And the story also argues there is a correlation between the killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and Philando Castile and black gun owners, according to reports. Black people are buying guns at a high record rate, partially due to fear and anxiety, according to The Guardian. Black people owning guns have gone up 58.2%, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and gun groups like the NFAC Coalition, NFAC stands for Not Effing Around Coalition, consist of armed so-called social justice advocates who demand justice for George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, visibly strapped with handguns. The Guardian also noted that gun ownership among black people spiked both when President Trump lost his re-election campaign and when Ahmaud Arbery, a black jogger who died after he was inspecting an empty house, was gunned down. Most of the names they mentioned here as increasing black gun ownership are people who were killed in confrontations with police officers. Ahmaud Arbery was not. That was to civilians. And the idea that the gun ownership is going up would also relate to the idea that crime in general is going up. And I know that there are literally millions and millions of people, and people of good faith and goodwill, who believe that the reason that crime is going up is because gun ownership is more common. Honestly, people in the movement for tighter gun regulation have tried for years and years and years to tease out of statistics some kind of correlation between gun ownership and high crime. And almost all the studies and almost all of the academic literature suggests that higher gun ownership is a response to higher crime. It's not that higher crime is a response or an effect of higher gun ownership. And there's something else very much, I think, connected with this idea that why would black people be buying guns right now? And I know that the left-wing point of view in The Guardian wants to argue that they want to buy guns to protect themselves against white people. No, they understand. Most people understand at every level of this society that white-on-black crime is exceedingly rare. Of the murder victims who are listed in FBI data, it's true, more than half of murder victims in most big cities are black people, even in cities with smaller black populations. But the number of perpetrators of those black victims who are white is everywhere way below 10%. Which is much, much less than you would expect. It's below 5% in many places. It's much less than you'd expect because white people are the majority in most places, or at least the largest single group. Okay, so what does all of this mean? What it means is that if you want to reduce massive gun ownership, and obviously the left does, the best way is cracking down on crime, because the rise in crime right now that is going on is scaring everyone. It's scaring Democrats. And yes, it's very much scaring people of color. Listen to this. This from the Wall Street Journal. A couple of weeks ago, the Democratic City Committee in the city of Philadelphia, which I just looked it up, most recent numbers, 42% black city population. In last week, the Democratic City Committee voted not to endorse the incumbent Democratic District Attorney, Larry Krasner, who is not black, for May's primary election. Mr. Krasner now faces a primary challenge from Carlos Vega, a former homicide prosecutor, who he fired. In December 2020, Krasner filed 525 charges for violent crimes, compared to 757 in December 2017, the month before he took office. The decrease doesn't reflect a safer city. Nearly 500 people were murdered in Philadelphia last year, compared to just 315 before Krasner became DA. Last year saw more than 2,200 shootings, and the vast majority of victims were black. Auto thefts have risen sharply, with some 9,000 vehicles stolen last year, compared to just 5,000 in 2017. Victims are an inconvenient truth that Larry Krasner ignores, said Carlos Vega, the Democrat who's challenging him. He never talks about the victims. Carlos Vega said he's running to make our city safer. Good for him. The areas, the height, he said Mr. Krasner remains popular, one analyst, in only one part of the city, which is neighborhoods that are far away from the crimes. The more likely, farther away you are from the crimes, the more likely you are to be for him and his get soft on crime message. But those areas that are experiencing the higher rate of gun crimes, said Democratic ward leader Alan Butkiewicz, those areas with higher crimes, they've turned against this DA and the idea that we need to cut back on the police and cut back on police protection. We spoke yesterday about how they're trying to do this in Baltimore. The notion that a less aggressive police presence, that decarceration, that less punishment, less police activity, less cracking down on criminals is going to result in anything other than a rise in crime is profoundly illogical. And experience doesn't show it. And right now, if you want to talk about the message from Philadelphia and the message in the increased black gun ownership, it's that people of color do not want a withdrawal or elimination of police protection. Because, frankly, people don't go out and get guns because they want to confront the police. They go out and get guns because they want to protect their families, their businesses, and, yes, their very lives. Coming up on the Medved Show, we'll be talking about another brilliant idea that has an impact on the crime rate and even something like the rate of automobile accidents that are fatal and serious. And that is the continued push to legalize marijuana. We'll be speaking with Nick Sabet, who has advised three different presidents, two of them Democrats, Obama and Clinton, and he advised President Bush on drug policy about what really needs to be done about marijuana. And we'll also be speaking with Nick Bryant, who is a leading BBC correspondent. In fact, he's the British Broadcasting correspondent in New York. He fell in love with America when he came here as a young boy. But now he believes that American greatness is over. Why? How? When did it end, if you believe that it ended? He believes it ended each successive president from Reagan through to Obama, he says, contributed to America's decline. We will consider that with Nick Bryant also coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And we will also be speaking about the idea of a solution to the Georgia crisis and the Georgia problem. Is that even possible? And the infrastructure bill, will it be the deliverance or a body blow against the U.S. economy? We'll be talking about that and more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.